In the run-up to the 2020 election, Democrats struggled to pick the national face of the party, a moderate candidate in Joe Biden or a more radical choice in Bernie Sanders. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports there's a similar decision facing Pittsburghers this spring, who will choose between moderate Mike Doyle and progressive Jerry Dickinson.
Mike Doyle was first elected in 1995 to what was then a moderate suburban district. He supported unions and took a tough vote against the Iraq War after 9/11. Less than 10 years later, he secured crucial votes for Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act by convincing fellow pro-life House Democrats to support it. The district has been redrawn since then to center on Pittsburgh, and some of Doyle's positions have changed too. Early in his career, he voted for a bill that would fine or imprison doctors who performed partial birth abortions and voted against other bills regarding funding for the procedure. But his voting record in recent years has gotten an A rating from Planned Parenthood.
You know, it started out as a suburban swing seat, and I didn't represent any of the city of Pittsburgh for my first 8 years. But then our district got merged into the city and it became much more a blue district, a heavily Democratic district.
That's where progressive challenger Jerry Dickinson comes in. Dickinson grew up in the foster care system with nearly a dozen brothers and sisters in Shaler Township. Now he's a 34-year-old law professor at the University of Pittsburgh and lives in Swissvale.
Some of our parents have been murdered. Some of our parents were addicts. Some of our parents were incarcerated. So this is the background. This is the world I come from and the world I still operate in many ways. And I think that's an extremely valuable experience to bring into politics today.
Dickinson says he's running on ideas that are crucial right now, like a Medicare for All proposal. That would replace most private insurance with a government system seniors rely on.
If you don't have to worry about a Republican unseating you, you can be big and bold and take risks. Everyone in this country should be looking towards this district to lead the country as we move forward with a climate crisis, Medicare for All, and getting corporate money out of politics.
Dickinson worries that premiums will skyrocket during the coronavirus pandemic and that not everyone will be able to afford care. Doyle backs Medicare for All, too, but Dickinson says Doyle, quote, isn't leading the national conversation. Doyle calls that claim false and silly. He says he supports many bills to expand health care access, like legislation to allow anyone over the age of 50 to opt into Medicare. But Doyle says Congress doesn't have time to talk about sweeping ideas like Medicare for All during the pandemic. There are more immediate concerns, like getting protective equipment to health care workers. The candidates also clash on climate change. Dickinson supports the Green New Deal, a proposal to drastically cut the country's use of fossil fuels. He says Doyle's approach is too modest.
Low-key, incremental steps, right? It's this kind of, it's okay to be okay. No. I support the Green New Deal, which is an aggressive effort to get to carbon-free economy by 2030, right? Urgency.
But Doyle notes that the goals in the Green New Deal are non-binding without other laws.
I mean, I'm actually doing legislation that's going to put renewables on the grid and over time lessen the need for fossil fuels on the grid, mainly natural gas. But this happens over a period of years. So we have to be realistic about what's possible. And then the other thing is, if you can't get the vote to do this, what have you done?
And Doyle worries about districts where Democrats flipped Trump seats, like Connor Lamb's next door, that are more vulnerable than his own. He says if the party adopts proposals like the Green New Deal, it could alienate moderate voters and cost Democrats the House. Some progressive groups seem wary of making a change. Doyle's been backed by groups like the Sierra Club and the 14th Ward Independent Democratic Club. Ron Gatos heads that group, which is one of the most left-leaning in the region. He says the uncertainty of the political climate makes picking a new representative riskier.
This is really a crisis of democracy and the future of the country economically, environmentally. Just like new crisis every day. It's like, should we really change the member of Congress now?
The primary is June 2nd. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.